What I'm going to say isn't some startling new discovery. Ever since the early church, theologians have often said that God has made himself known to us through two books. Two reasons. Scripture and nature. Sometimes it's too easy for us to forget about the world around us. So on a harvest festival, which for some of you may be a little bit different, because instead of collecting in fresh produce, we put tins in a great big red bin at the back. The red bin, when it gets full, we contact the Salvation Army, and they distribute that food to homeless and poor people in the local community. Tinned food keeps far longer than fresh produce. So, at times like this, it's healthy to remind ourselves that God doesn't just reveal himself in a book. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the Bible. It's powerful, it's life-changing. It's a history of how people like us encountered an all-powerful God and how he changed their lives. It pulls no punches. It has timeless principles that we can apply to our modern lives today. And so in children's ministry over the last month or so, we've been following through the Old Testament readings. They've all been for Exodus. So we've been following the life of Moses. And one of the things we noticed when we did our studies together, and we had fun, we made collages, we drew pictures, we watched videos, we even did an X Factor for different version of different spring waters. But one thing we noticed straight away is that the Bible's brutally honest. Because if I was Moses, when I was writing Exodus, I wouldn't write the truth. I would have said, oh yes, Moses always listened to God. He was brave. He was always victorious. But instead, it tells us Moses was an idiot. He presumed he knew better than God. He made a complete mess of things and he ran away scared. Just like us. The interesting thing is that God doesn't abandon Moses there. He doesn't leave him in the desert. He doesn't say, you failed, can't use you. That's God's grace at work. And so God speaks to Moses through nature. He sees a burning bush. Doesn't go out. Burning bush is no surprise if you're in the middle of the desert. But one that doesn't go out, well, that caught Moses' attention. So we looked at that part of Moses' life. We also looked at the really gory part, the plagues of Egypt. Oddly enough, we noticed a logical order to it. Now, just so happens I have here in front of me some pictures that I quickly drew for the 10 plagues of Egypt. Now I'm just wondering if, Bob, can you come and collect these and then at the back, as well if you wish, and your dad. It'll be interesting to see what we come up with. So we notice there's a logical order to the plagues of Egypt. we notice that there are ways we could explain in natural terms how these things could have taken place. But does that mean we've explained it all away? The answer is no. It would be like me saying, I am 35 litres of water. Actually, I think I've got a few more than 35 litres of water. 20 kilograms of carbon and about 6 grams of iron. Enough to make a decent sized nail, but that's about it. But that's scientific definition of me. What it won't tell you, it won't tell you what my favourite TV show is or my favourite flavour ice cream. It won't tell you I spend my spare time building robots. We can explain some things about the plagues, about how God works through nature. But it will only take us so far. We saw that each plague wasn't just a natural occurrence on its own. It was God showing that he had power over every area of life that the Egyptians believed that only God's control. That same God who used the environment to bring the Israelites out of Egypt then used the environment to rescue them from an army pursuing them who would have otherwise destroyed them, but instead they were destroyed. God used the environment, this world of nature, to bring food to them in the middle of the desert and bring water out of a rock. I said, we can explain natural processes here, but we can't explain the timing. We cannot explain that how Moses exercised his faith at the right time. That the God who speaks through nature, is the same God who speaks to us through the words of the Bible. The same God who gives us a hope and a power over changing our own lives.